Today's Shiur in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Pesachim, Daf Kuf Yud Ches. We're learning today Li'ilui Nishmas Israel Rozansky, Yisrael Ben Henoch HaKohen. All the Nishmas we learn for should have an Aliyah. We begin two lines at the top, Kuf Yud Ches Amar Aleph, with the words Tana Rabban. Tana Rabban and the rabbis taught us in a Brais, Revi Gomer Olov Es HaHalel. On the fourth cup, we finish saying Halel on that coast, and we also say the Omer Halel HaGodol. We also say the Halel HaGodol. Halel HaGodol is the 26th line capital of Tilim Kuf Lamed Vav, which begins with Hod Lashem Kitov Kilolim Chasto, and then has all the Kilolim Chastos. The 26 represent the 26 generations that the world existed before Matan Torah. There's a Medrash that says there's supposed to be 1,000 generations before Matan Torah, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw that the world couldn't exist without the Torah, and therefore those additional 774 generations of people that were supposed to be before Matan Torah have been mixed in throughout the ages. In any event, that is called Halel HaGadol. And we say that before we drink the fourth cup of wine, and that is included also with the conclusion of the second part of Halel, and as well, we saw yesterday, we say Nishmas and other Kapitlach as well. This is the opinion of Divri Rabbi Tarfon. Yesh Omrim, others say that you say the Kapitl, Mizmor David Hashem Roi Lo Achsor, Kapitl Chof Gimel. Now, that's not our minhag to say that, but that was the opinion of the Yesh Omrim. Two interesting things the Rashbam brings down. He says, Hohi Garcin, Natan Rabban Revi, Gomer Elov Sahalal. There is an opinion that says there is a fifth coast, and that we have this saying of the Halal HaGadol over the fifth coast, but that is not the minhag that we have. We have the Kos Elio, and the Rashbam tells us, and this is our minhag, that we have four kosos. So that's the first thing, Natan Rabban Revi, Gomer Elov Sahalal, Gomer Elov Sahalal HaGadol. And then, the Rashbam tells us that why do we say, according to the Yesh Omrim, Mizmor Dov Hashem Roi Lo Achsor, because it talks about Hashem Hamazon Sho'ochlu, that we just ate, Tzorech Lomar. So we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for giving us Roi Lo Achsor. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is our shepherd, he doesn't have us lack anything, and therefore he gives us food. Now the Gemara says, Mehechon Halel HaGadol. Where exactly do we start with Halel HaGadol? Again, we said it's Kapitel Kuf Lamed Vav. But does it mean that we just read Kuf Lamed Vav, or some suggest that we read additional Kapitlach before it? So Rabbi Yehuda Omer, that we begin, Mehodu Hashem Ad Naros Bavel. No, it's just Kuf Lamed Vav. We read the regular Kapitel Kuf Lamed Vav. Ad Naros Bavel is Kuf Lamed Zayin. Rabbi Yochanan disagrees. Rabbi Yochanan Omer, no, you actually start Mishir HaMalos, which is an earlier, the 15 Shir HaMalos. It doesn't say exactly which one we start from. And the opinion of Rav Acha Bar Yaakov is, you start from me, Yaakov B'chalo Ka. That is the Kapitel Kuf Lamed Hei, right before Kuf Lamed Vav, the Halel HaGadol. That is the opinion of Rav Acha Bar Yaakov, and he says, Ad Naros Bavel. You go through all of Kuf Lamed Vav. Why is it called Halel HaGadol? Lo Minikor Shvo Halel HaGadol. So again, Rav Yochanan tells us, Rav Yochanan, Mipnei Shekodesh Baruch Hu Yoshev Berumo Shalom, HaKodesh Baruch Hu stands at the height of the world, and Mechalek Mizonos L'chol Bria, and he distributes food to all the people of the world, all the creatures of the world. Not only the people, all the creatures of the world are sustained by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this is why it's called Halel HaGadol. We have in it the famous statement, Nosin Lechem L'chol Basar, Kili Olam Chasto, which is equivalent to Ashrei, where he said, Poseach HaSidecha, Mezbil L'chol Chayrat Tzal. This is a very important idea that HaKadosh Baruch Hu supports the entire world. And that's why it's called Halel HaGadol. As the Rashbam brings down this pasuk, Nosan Lechem L'chol Basar, he says, Hainu Dover Godol. This is a very, very great thing. Gemara continues and says, Amar Shubin Levi, Hane Esrin Vishisha Hodu. This 26 lines that say, Hod L'Shem Kito, Kili Olam Chasto, each of the Kili Olam Chastos, the 26 of them, what are they keneged? So, Amar Shubin Levi, Hane Esrin Vishisha Hodu, keneged me, keneged Esrin Vishisha Doros Shabara Kodesh Baruch Hu Olam. This is, again, as I mentioned previously, the 26 generations that existed. If you look in Pirkei Avos, it tells us that there were 10 generations from Adam until Noach, there were another 10 generations from Noach until Avram. Then you have Avram, Yitzhak, Yaakov, you have Levi, you have Gehos, you have Amram, and then Moshe. So that's 26 generations. So before Matan Torah. And therefore, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Vizan Osam Bechasto, until the Torah was given, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to say, gave us a freebie. He gave the entire world food and sustenance, even though there was nobody learning Torah. So therefore, that is Kili Olam Chasto. The Avu Dharam brings down a very interesting idea. He says that there was no zuchus of the Torah, and that's why we said that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was done b'chasto. And this is based upon the idea, in Ein Kemach, Ein Torah, it works both ways. In Ein Torah, Ein Kemach as well. So you need to have the Torah in order to, so to say, deserve support. And since we didn't have the Torah, so the Avodah Zarah says that Kosh Baruch Hu was done b'chasto. The Marshaya has an interesting idea. He says that technically it's also to give bread to an Am Haaretz. And all of us had the status of being an Am Haaretz before the Torah is given. And yet HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us all the food of the world, b'chesed, as a freebie again, and therefore, that's why we say, kil yolam chasto, that's halal agado. And finally, the Iyun Yaakov, he brings down that the Yud Kei Vav Kei is the gematria of 26, and the Yud Kei Vav Kei is chesed, is rachamim, that's the shem of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that is the name of rachamim, as opposed to Elohim, that's the Midas Hadin. Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, that's the Midas Hadin. And therefore, this is Kili Olam Chasto, refers to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's aspect of Rachman. Okay, Amar Ruchis, Ruchis says, Mai Dersiv, Hodul Hashem Ki Tov, Kili Olam Chasto, what is that? Hodul Hashem, we have to give praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shegove Chovosu Shel Odom B'Tovosu. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he has to take away something from us, instead of just punishing us, he first takes away things that he's given us. And that's a big chesed. As the Rashbam explains, b'tovosu means b'tovo shishpielo, with the goodness that he gave us, so he sometimes punishes us by just taking away the goodness that he gave us. And that's what he means. Ochi mashal, ki tov, ki liolam chasto, chesed u'osa liolam, b'chi tov, klomar, b'tov shenosan lo. So instead of giving us an actual punishment, he just stops giving us a chesed. For example, the Gemara says, Oshir Bishoro, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives a rich man an ox, so he takes away the ox rather than punishing physically the rich man. Likewise, a poor person, Yesoni, Beseyo, and Oni only has a little lamb, so he takes away his lamb rather than giving him punishment. Yosom Bebev Tzaso, he takes away the egg from a Yosom, or the Almono Betar Negolta, he takes away her chicken. And instead of actually physically punishing the rich man, the poor man, the Nebuch, the orphan, or the almana, so he takes away something good that he gave them, and that will suffice. Now we digress and say how great it is for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be Zonis Kol Olam Kulo B'chasto, Nosin Lehu L'Chobosor. Amar Yochim, Yochim says, Koshim is on Nosin Shal Adam, Kiflayim Kioleda, that the difficulty for a person to get his mizonos, for a person to make parnasa, is twice as difficult as the pain of chevli leida, of the difficulty of a woman giving birth. So in other words, for a man to make parnasa, for a man to make his mizonos, that's twice as difficult as it is when a woman gives birth. Where do we see this from? Because it says, when Chava was punished, ilo bi yoleida, tziv the etzev tel dibonim, it says by Chava, when she was punished for eating from the Eitz Hadas, so she was punished by etzev, with difficulty she will have to give birth to children. However, by mizonos, it says kasev bitzavon, which is the plural form of etzev, which means plural, minimum plural is two. So it's twice as much difficulty to make mizonos bitzavon as opposed to etzev. And that's the idea that koshim mizonos shalotim kiflayim ki yoleidim. Amar Yochim, Yochim adds, koshim mizonos shalotim yosim in agula. It's even more difficult for a person to make parnasa than it is to bring about the redemption, to bring about the gula, the ilu begula in regards to redemption, kasev hamala chagol simiko ra. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says he will send an angel to go and redeem us in this golus. Malach bi'alma, and a malach can go and do the gula. Malach ha'golus yibikora, as opposed to vilim mizonos k'siv halokim hore osi. It says HaKadosh Baruch himself, k'boch vodu v'atzmo. So therefore, you see that the providing of mizonos is more difficult than the bringing about even the gula. Then the Gemara says, "Am Rishu Ben Levi, Bisho Hashem Hakadosh Baruch Hu Liyodom, V'Kotz V'Dar Dar Tatzmiach Loch." Again, continuing in this discussion about when Adam was punished for eating from the Eitz Hadas, so it says that he'll have to go and eat the kotz and the dardel, eat the thorns and the thistles that grow in the ground, so you'll eat that, and you'll go and eat grass on the ground. So Zolgu Ein of Demo, so Adam HaRishon cried, his eyes flowed with the tears. So Amo Fonim, so he said before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, really, Ribono Shel Olam, Ani V'Chamori, Nochal Be'Evos Echad, I, my donkey, are going to go both and eat the grass on the ground, we're going to both eat from the same trough, that's really a terrible punishment. So, Kivan Shamalo, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, however, B'zeas HaPecha Toch HaLechem, no, you're going to take that produce from the ground, and you're going to make it into bread, so Niskari Radaito, so Adam HaRishon was in some way relieved from this idea that he would be eating from the same trough as his donkey. this idea that he would be at least different than his donkey, so that was reassuring to other Rishon. On the other hand, Amar Rishon and Lakish, Rish Lakish said, no, it's actually not a good thing. Ashrein, it would have been much better for us in Mamadu Barishona if we'd been left without having to make it into bread. The donkey at least just eats the grain. We have to go make it into bread. He said, that's not necessarily a good thing. And he says, Vadayin lo paltinon mina, we didn't totally lose that benefit of just being able to eat the grain itself, because he says, the ka achlinon isve de dabra, because there are certain things that we eat directly from the ground. Isve de dabra. Dabra means the midbar, and isve, I guess, is a cognate with asef, so there are certain vegetables that you can eat straight from the ground without having to go and turn them into bread. Amar Rosh Hizvi, Mishmei de Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Rosh Hizvi says the name of Elazar ben Azariah. We're going to have a number of statements in the name of Elazar ben Azariah. So this is the first one. Kosh mizonos shel adam ki kriyas yamsuf. It is difficult for a person to make parnasa, just as difficult as it is to go and do kriyas yamsuf, because it says, "Chsiv nosin lecho basorim." This pasuk, kapitel lamed vav, it says in Halal Gadol that Hakadosh Baruch Hu gives lechem lecho basor, and right after that it says, "Usamich lei legozer yamsuf ligzorim kil yom chasto." So therefore, this comparison between nosin lecho basor and gozer yamsuf ligzorim, those are analogous, and therefore we learn that they're similar in difficulty. The Ben Yehuda says a beautiful thing over here. He says that both kriyas yamsuf and mizonos are similar, and that there's a tremendous kitrug against us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should say, because of our aveiros, we shouldn't do this. And the idea that it was, so to say, difficult for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to overcome the kitrug against Klai Yisrael and make Kriyas Yamsuf. The Malachim said, Elu of the Avodah Zarah, Elu of the Avodah Zarah. How come you're drowning the Mitzrayim? They worship Avodah Zarah. The Jews also in Mitzrayim worship the Avodah Zarah. So how come you're saving one and drowning the other? So therefore, that kitrug that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to overcome. So it's the same thing. The Satan comes and says, we don't deserve Parnassah. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to say, overcome that kitrug, that prosecution against the Jewish people to give us mizonos. Amar Lo Zazari, another thing that he says directly, Koshin Nikovov Shel Adam, going to the bathroom. The person has difficulty going to the bathroom. Never, he has obstipation. Obstipation is a very severe form of constipation. Kiyom Hamisa, that's as difficult as it is the day the person dies. The difficulty and pain that he suffers, Uchriyas Yamsuf, are all like difficulty of Kriyas Yamsuf. Having trouble with the bowels is never a very difficult thing if a person can't go to the bathroom. Shenemar, and we learn this out because it says, Mihar Tzoa Li Poseach. The pasuk from Yeshaya tells us that the normal openings that allow the tzoa to come out, so if they're blocked, so then it'll be very difficult for a person. Uksiv Basrei says right after that, Roga Hayom Vayemu Galav. It says about the Kriyas Yamsuf that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it that the Yam split. So therefore, the juxtaposition of these two ideas teaches us that the Koshin Nekovah Shel Adam is like the difficulties of Kriyas Yamsuf and Yom Hamisa. Another statement said over the name of Elazar ben Azariah, V'amar Rishayishas Mishum Elazar ben Azariah, Kol Mevazes HaMoados Kilu Oved Avodah Zorah. If a person doesn't treat the Yom Tovim correctly, that's the way Tosos in Chagiga understands this. But Rashbam over here tells us that when it's Mevazes HaMoados, it means Cholomoid. The person doesn't treat Cholomoid properly. And that's a very important idea. There's a whole section in Shulchan Aruch telling us the halachas of Cholomoid, it really should be like Yontif. And there are many things that are also Cholomoid that there are heterim for. But people don't realize once they're these heterim, they assume that it's a heter gomer to do whatever you want. And therefore, somebody that doesn't treat Cholomoid properly, Cholomavazes HaMoados, so you don't treat Cholomoid properly, according to the Rashbam, that's a simple understanding of a Gemara, Shenemar is going to be Kilo Ovid Avodah Zarah, because the pasuk says, Shenemar, Elohim Asechol Osa Asalach. You're not allowed to go and make yourself these molten idols. And Elohim Asechol, you shouldn't make. Usib Basre says after that, Eschak HaMatzos Tishmor, telling us that a person has to be very careful with the Moados. Again, the simple understanding here means even Cholomoid, and certainly Yontif itself. Another statement of Rashi, Rishon Rulos Ben Azariah. Another statement that he made, called Masapa Loshon Hara. If somebody says Loshon Hara, Rachmana Lutzlan, or somebody accepts Loshon Hara, V'chol HaMekabel Loshon Hara, V'chol HaMeid Eidu Shekem B'Chaveru. Or if somebody goes and testifies falsely about his friend, all of these three people, Roy Lashlicho L'Klovim, they deserve to be thrown to the dogs. Why is this? Because the pasuk tells us, Shneimar Lakel Tashlichu Noso, that you have Basor Basadet Treifa Loso Chelu. You're not supposed to eat a tray for meat, and instead you give it to your dog. So Ksuv Basrei says right after that, Losi Soshe Mashah says right after that, don't go and take falsehood about somebody and pass it along. So therefore, Ukari Bey, instead of reading the word Losisa, you read it Losasi. Don't only don't give it, don't take it. And that's where we get these three ideas that you're not allowed to be Mesap Loshonor, Makab Loshonor, or made Edu Sheka B'chaveru. The Rashbam says you don't really need this last drasha, or Karibe instead of Losiso, read it Losasi. The Rashbam says over here, Nirabeinai, it appears to me, the Lo Garcina lay, that this last part, Ukari Bey Lo Sasi, is unnecessary because he says the word Lo Sisa, the Kulum Mishtama, mi Lo Sisa. You can learn it all from Lo Sisa, which means, Kishimisaper, all made Hare Nose Befiv Shemashah, because it implies that that means either to give or to accept, so therefore he doesn't need this drusha of Lo Sasi. Another statement or question about Halal Gadol. The Gemara says, "Uchimi Achar Dika Halal Gadol." Now that we say this, Halal Gadol, such a great halal, so Anan, so we, my time, Amin and Hai. So why do we say the regular halal? We should just say the Halal Gadol, and not say the regular halal. So the Gemara says, no, because the regular halal is also fantastically great. It doesn't have an osin level of basar in it, but he has five other ideas. Bishum Sheishbo Chamisha Dvarim Halal. It has the following five things inside of it that make it a very, very great tefillah, and that's why we say it. What is that? It says Yitzias Mitzrayim, it has Kriyas Yamsuf, it has Matan Torah, it has Trias HaMeisim, and it deals with Chev Lo Shel Moshiach. It deals with these five things. What are these five things? Now we'll go through them in more detail. I didn't even translate them, but I think they're all self-explanatory. So Yitzias Mitzrayim, we're going out of Mitzrayim, they say B'tzei Shomim Mitzrayim. We say what we call Halel, we say B'tzei Shomim Mitzrayim in the second paragraph. And we also deal there with Kriyas Yamsuf. It says Dechsev, the splitting of the Red Sea, Dechsev, Hayom Ra Vayonos, the Yam saw the Aron Shal Yosef, that's what the Medrash tells us, and it moved, it fled. What about Matan Torah, giving the Torah? Because it says, Hehorim Rokdu, the mountains, they dance Ke'elim, like they were rams. So therefore, even the mountains danced at Har Sinai. The Medrash brings down that all the mountains of the world came to Har Sinai to hear the giving of the Torah. Then it says, Trias HaMeisim, there will be, eventually, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should bring about the revival of all the dead people to bring them back to life. Where do we see that? Tosif, Es Halech Lefnei Hashem, Bi'artzos HaChayim. So that those people will walk again in the land of the living. They now were in the land of the dead, and they'll, again, one day, be living again. And finally, the fifth idea is, Chev Lo Shel Moshiach, the difficulties, the birth pangs, if you wish, of Moshiach, Chev Leida of Moshiach, Tosif, Lo Lano Hashem Lo Lano. We said previously, we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to bring about Mashiach, not because we deserve it, but do it because of your sake, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rav Yochanan has a slightly different interpretation. Remember Rav Yochanan, Lo Lanu, Hashem Lo Lanu, Zu Shibud Malchus. This is a reference to the oppression that we suffer at the hands of all the other nations of the world. And Ikud Yamri, others say, Rav Yochanan, Lo Lanu, Hashem Lo Lanu, Zu Muhammad's Gog Umagog. This is a reference to the Muhammad of Gog Umagog. Before Mashiach comes, there'll be this Muhammad, Gog Melech Magog, is going to come with the rest of the world and attack Klai Yisrael, and then there'll be Moshiach coming. Rav Nachman Yitzchak says a different reason why we say our Hallel instead of the Hallel HaGadol. So he says, Mipnei Sheyesh Bo Milut Nefashos Tzadikim MiGehenim, because it talks about that the Tzadikim in Gehenim will leave Gehenim. As the Pasuk says in the Hallel that we say, Hallel, Shenemar, On Hashem, Malto Navshia. Kosh Baruch Hu, please go and save my soul. Gemara says another reason why we say Hallel, Chizki Amar, our Hallel, Mibnei Sheyesh Bo Yiridosen Shol Tzadikim, Lekiv Shemesh, Valiyosim Menu. Because this alludes to the great miracles that occurred when the Tzadikim, Hanani, Mishol, and Azariah, they were thrown into the Kiv Shemesh by Nebuchadnezzar, and they came out alive. Where do we see this? So we see them going in, and we see them coming out. You read us on Dersiv, when they went down into the fire, Nebuchadnezzar threw them into the fire, because we said, Lo Lanu Hashem Lo Lanu. We brought it down previously, that this was what Hananiah said, Amar Hananiah. He was the one that said, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, don't save us for our sake, save us because of the greatness of the Kiddush Hashem that will occur in your name. So that was the statement that Hananiah made. Then Mishael said, he said, do it, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to give great cover for your name. And then we have Azariah saying, Achastecha v'al amitecha, Amar Azariah. So he said, the last part, do it, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as a chesed for your name, and as emes for your name. And therefore, the final statement there, Lomo Yom HaGoyim, Amru Kulam. They all said, the Goyim are going to say, if you throw us into the fire and we burn up, so the Goyim are going to say, where's their God? You didn't save them, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so therefore do it for your name. Then that's the Yerida. Where do we see the Aliyah? Aliyah so Mikiv Shanesh. Where do we see that they came out of the Kiv Shanesh unscathed? So the Gemara says, Dilsev, Haluas Hashem Kol Goyim. That was Amr Hananiah. Hananiah said that all the nations of the world are going to praise you when they see us coming out of this fire. And by the way, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it that all the people that threw them into the fire were burned up. There were many, many nisim. The Gemara tells us when Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah were saved. So Hananiah said that the whole world will now praise you. Alus Hashem kol goyim. And then Mishael said, Shabhu kol avim, I'm a Mishael. He said, all the nations of the world will praise you. And then Azariah said, Ki gavar olinu chasto, Amar Azariah. He said that you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, have given us this unbelievable chesed. So that's what Azariah said. And then they all said together, the Emes Hashem Liolam Haluka, and your eternal truth, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, will reign supreme. That they all said together. All three of them said, Amu Kulam. Others say, the Yeshomer, that that was the Malach Gavriel that said that last part. The Emes Hashem Liolam, Gavriel Amoro. Specifically, Gavriel. Gavriel is the Malach of Eish, as we will learn in a moment. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu made like a Nes Besoch Nes, that the Malach of Eish protected them from the fire. We'll discuss this a little bit more, the fantastic miracle of Hanani, Mishael, and Zaya being saved from the Kivshon Ha'esh of Nebuchadnezzar. So Mar says, Mishael Sheipil Nimrod, Harashas Avram Avinu, Lusol Kivshon Ha'esh. We have three times that are well known that great tzaddikim were thrown into a fire and were saved. The first one is by Avram Avinu, when Nimrod is Amraphel, Omar, Pol, he said, throw them into the fire. So Avram Avinu was saved when he destroyed all the idols of Terach. So Terach, his own father, brought him to Nimrod, and Nimrod said, throw him to the fire to show him who's the boss. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed Nimrod who's the boss. That's the first time. We have Hanani, Mishael, and Azariah. That's the second time. And then there's a famous story in the Gemara that Yeshua, Kohen Gadol, was also thrown into a fire. And we have a Haftorah about that. Ud Mutzal Me'esh. So there are three famous times. We're only going to discuss the first two now. So we start off with Avram Avinu, when he was thrown into the fire by Amraphel, Nimrod. So Amar Gavriel, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Gavriel said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, let me save him, please, let me save him. Ribono Shel Olam, Ered V'Atzanein, let me go down, and I will cool off that fire. V'Atzilus HaTzadik M'Kivshon Eish, and I will save Avram Avinu, the great tzadik, from that fire. So Amar Lo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Gavriel, no, he is Yochid Ba'olam, and I'm Yochid Ba'olam, ani Yochid Ba'olam, mi evu Yochid Ba'olamo. I'm one in the world, and he's one in his world. Therefore, it's appropriate. Therefore, I myself will go down. The Atzma, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, went down to save Avram Avinu. But since Gabriel was so interested in doing this mitzvah, so to say, of saving Avram Avinu, so therefore, the Fisha HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Eino Mekapeach Tzchar Kobiria, since HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want to not give him credit for what he did, so Amar, he said, Tiske, I will give you the Zuchus, the Tatzel Shlosha Bibnei Barav. You'll get to save three of his great-great-great-great-grandchildren, Hanani, Mishael, and Azariah, so you'll be given the Zuchus to go and save them. Darsh Rav Shimon HaShiloni, Rav Shimon HaShiloni, Darsh in the following, B'shoah Shehipil, Nebuchadnezzar Rosh Hanani Mishael V'Zayah, L'soch Kivshon Ha'esh. At that time, we'll see, Gabriel was repaid. So, when Nebuchadnezzar Rosh threw Hanani Mishael and Zayah into the Kivshon Ha'esh during his time, so Omad Yurkamo, Sarah Borod, L'vnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Yurkamo is a certain Malach, he's in charge of the Borod, which would normally go and put out the fire, and he said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, let me, I will go and put out the fire. Amar l'fanav Ribono Shel Olam, Eimi v'Atzanein, it's a kivshon. Let me go down, please, and I will, with my barad, go and put out the fire. I'll cool off the fires of this kivshon ha'esh, and this way we'll save the tzaddikim, v'atzel ha'tzaddikim alalu, in the kivshon ha'esh. So Yurkamo, this sar shel barad, said, I will go do this. But Amar lo Gavriel, Gavriel said to Yurkamo, no, I can make a bigger kiddush Hashem. It'd be a nes b'toch nes. Eng v'rosh shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'kach. That's not such a big deal that water puts out fire. That's almost like Teva. Sha'ato Sarah Borod, you're the one in charge of Borod, which is hail, which is water. That's no big deal. Of course, water puts out fire. No, it's a much bigger chiddush. Elani, Sar Shel Eish. Gabriel is the Sar Shel Eish. So if I go, Eireid, the Akarir, and I cool off, mi bifnim, the fire from the inside. So if Eish goes and puts out Eish, that's a big chiddush. And therefore, that's a much bigger miracle. We turn to the Omid Beis, Kuf Yuches Omid Beis, V'achdiach mi b'chutz. But I will only put out the fire for Hanani, Mishael, and Azariah. I will enhance the fire, and in fact, the Medrash tells us that the people, the Rashbam brings this down, Lisrof es hazorkin osol usolchor. The people that were sitting around watching the spectacle, or the front rows, they were all burned to death, as well as the people that threw Hanani, Mishael, and Azariah into the fire, they were all burned to death. So nobody can say, oh, it wasn't a real fire, it was a fake fire, it wasn't a hot fire. No, everybody else around there got burned to death. So that's why it was a nes besoch nes that Gavriel went. That's a nes besoch nes, and therefore it's a greater magnification, a greater kiddush Hashem. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right, oh, Taka, you get to go down, and Bosu Shaw, Pasach Gabriel, Yomar, Yemes Hashem Liolam. And this is what Gabriel said, that you promised me from the days of Avram that I would get an opportunity to go and do this. So this is Emes Hashem Le'olam. Everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu says will come true. Alternatively, Rabbi Nosson Omer, Emes Hashem Le'olam was said by the Dogim Shebayam Amru, that the fish in the sea, we'll see this story, fantastic story as well, they were the ones that said it, Emes Hashem Le'olam. In what regard? To show that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says something will always come true, and this is based upon what Rav Huna said. Rav Huna, what did Rav Huna say? Then Rav Huna, Yisrael Shebaosu Ador, Miktanei Amono Hoyu. The Jews that lived during the time of Yitzias Mitzrayim, they didn't believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu would actually save them as he did. They were Kitanei Amuna. And that's another drasha that Rabbi Bamori said. What is that? My decision, the pasuk says, "Vayamru al Yamsuf al Yom b'Yamsuf." That the Jewish people, they did a merit. They were rebelling against HaKadosh Baruch Hu at Yamsuf. How could that possibly be? They just were saved at Yamsuf. So what happened? They said, "Melamed Shehimri Yisrael b'Yosushah." That the Jewish people rebelled when they got out of Yamsuf. You know why? Because of the Amru. They said, just like we got out, "Kishem she'anu olim mitzad echad." Just like we got out on one side, the Mitzrayim got out on the other side. And therefore, they were terrified that the miracle that occurred here wasn't a miracle, it just was a natural event of some sort. And just like they were saved, the Mitzrayim would also be saved and would attack them in a moment. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to the Sar Shoyam, the Malach in charge of the Yam, show them that the Mitzrayim are drowning in the Yamsuf. So Pelot Otson Yabashah, spit out all the Mitzrayim from the water, from the Yam, onto the Yabashah. So the Malach said, "Ribono shel Olam, klum yesh evish nosin l'rabba matana. Hey, you gave me over here a gift that all of these mitzvim are dying in my yam." The Rashbam explains, "Shenosin lo rabba matana" means parnos l'dogim. Hey, I got to support the fish in my yam, and these people, the mitzvim, are going to be the food for my fish. So you're taking it away. So how is that fair? Klum yesh evish nosin lo rabba matana. Is there a servant whose master gives him a gift? The chozer, the notu mena, and then the master goes and takes it away. That's not fair. That's not right. So Amalo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, "You're right. Etin lo echad u'mechzor shebehen. I'll repay you back with 50% more. I'll give you 1.5 times as much at a future time, as we'll see in the Gemara." Amalo, so the Sar Shoyam said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, "Okay, that's great, but how am I ever going to be able to collect? Is there such a thing? Ribono shel Olam, yeshevish u'tobeas, Rabbo. Do I have an IOU over here? How am I ever going to collect from you?" So the Gemara says, "Amalok." HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to the Sar Shoyam, "Nachal Kishon Yeli Oriv." I'm giving you a guarantor over here. The Nachal Kishon will be the guarantor of this loan. I promise you back 1.5 times as much. So there were 600 Susar Rochel Roma Vayom. There were 600 chariots of Paro with horsemen and the horses and the chariots. So you'll get 900 back in the days of Sisro. So immediately, miyad, pull out osan liyabosho. So the Sar Shoyam said, "Great deal," and he spits out all the mitzvim onto the ground. Uboy Yisrael v'rosan. The Jewish people saw them. Shenema, it says, "Vayah Yisrael sisraim meisal sasayam." And the Jewish people saw all the dead mitzvim on the yam. There's a phenomenal medrash brought down. I believe I saw this in Targum Yonos ben Oziel, but it's also written in other places as well that the mitzvim weren't dead. It says, "Vayah Yisrael sisraim meisal sasayam." HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted the Mitzrayim to see that they were defeated. The Jewish people were given the great additional gift of having the knowledge that their enemies saw that they were defeated, and then they died. And that was a great comfort to Klal Yisrael as well. The Jewish people saw the Mitzrayim neis al svasayam. The Mitzrayim died in front of the Jewish people. The Mitzrayim's last existence on this world was seeing that they were being punished for everything that they did wrong, and the Jewish people survived. In any event, my echad u'mechzor shebehen, what does it mean over here that the yam got back 1.5 times as much? So, as I pointed out, dilu b'paro k'siv sheish mios rechav b'chor, Paro had 600 horsemen with him and their chariots. Dilu b'sisro k'siv, by sisro it says, chamios rechav barzel, he had 900 chariots with him, iron chariots. Shemor says, he also sisro, when sisro went to fight Baruch, and Devorah, Vasa, Alayu, Bedikre, the Parzal. He came upon them with Dikre, Dikre of spears, Parzal of iron. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hotzi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Aleihem, Kochavim, Mimsilosom. God, so to say, made their weapons get very hot by bringing the stars closer to them. As Dechsev, as the Pasuk says, Minashamayim, Nuchavu, Kochavim. From the sky, the stars themselves, they fought against Sisra. When the stars got closer to Sisro, so it heated things up, kadiru hani dikre de parzla. So it heated up the spears, the metal spears that they had, and therefore, in order to cool themselves down, nechisu liakarure lemischei nafshayu b'nachal kisho. So they all went in with their armor, with their spears, into the Nachal Kisho. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to the Nachal Kisho, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Nachal Kisho, you're the Orev, you're the guarantor that I promised the Yamsuf that I would give them back 1.5 times as much. So he told the Nachal Kisho, go and repay the debt. Be the guarantor that I said you would be. Lech v'hashleim erbonecha. Go and repay back that debt that I owe to the Yam Suf and Miyad. Therefore, immediately, Girofa Nachal Kishon v'shlichem l'yam. So immediately, the Nachal Kishon overflowed. It made in this tsunami all the army of Sisro go and flow all the way to the Yam Suf. Shneimar, as the pasuk says, Nachal Kishon girofom Nachal Kedumim. It brought them all the way to Nachal Kedumim. My Nachal Kedumim. What does that mean? Nachal Kedumim. So Nachal Shenasa Ariv Mikedem. This is the Kishon was over here, the guarantor for the booty that was taken away from the Yam Suf, and now it was repaid. And Ba'osu Shah, at that time, now we get finally to the idea that the fish who were going to eat the Mitzriim now were eating Sisro and his army. Ba'osu Shah, Apostle Dogim Shoyan, the Amru, the Emes Hashem, Leolam, Haleluka. And that's why the fish are attributed to be the ones to say, the Emes Hashem, Leolam, Haleluka, this beautiful medrash. We continue darshing Hallel. Amr Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, Rish Lakish says, Maidus, what does the pasuk mean when it says, Moshivia keres habayis? It means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes the foundation of the house and brings it. So Amra, Knesset Yisrael v'nei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Klai Yisrael say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribon Shalom, Samuni banecha kichudazu. Now, this is talking about the Chazal, the leaders of Klai Yisrael. So they say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that because, unfortunately, people are sinning, so we have become like a chulda. We become like a little weasel. Hadorah b'ikrei batim. That's what it means. Moshivia keres habayis. We're like people that are no longer great. When Klal Yisrael is sinning, so Nebuch, we lose our significance and our importance. So, therefore, hadorah b'ikrei batim. That's a reference to that we're living in the like a weasel in the infrastructure of the house. Doris Rava, Rava said, "My desiva hafti ki yishma Hashem." What does it mean that it says literally, "I love when Hashem hears ki yishma Hashem es koli." He hears my voice, my tfilos. So I'm a Knesset Yisrael. So again, Chazal say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shel Olam, "Emas ani ahuva lefnecha." When am I beloved to you? Bisman shetishma kol tachnoi. When you're listening to my tfilos, then I know that you're. That we're loved by you. Rashbam explains the Knesset Yisrael is the Zakenim, HaChashuvim Shebehem. These are the Chazal, the leaders of Klal Yisrael. And they said that we are specifically, when we are beloved to you, it says, Ahavti is mashma, kamo ahavtoni, klomar ahavta osi, that you love me. That's what it means, ahavti, that you love me when we daven. Then it says, Dalosi, the Li Yoshia, we're very, very poor. A dollar is a very poor person, and yet you say this to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So again, Chazal say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Amr Knesset Yisrael v'nei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shel Olam, Af al pi shedal ani b'mitzos, even though I'm not deserving, we're very poor in our performance of mitzos, nevertheless, l'cho ani, we say to you that we are still yours, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'li no el oshia, and therefore you should go and save us, even though we don't really deserve it, because we are your people. Rav Kahana said, Kishecholah Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi, the great Rabbi Shmuel Bar Yossi got sick, so Sholach lo Rebbe. So Rebbe sent to him, and he said, "Emor lanu shnayim u'shlosh dvarim shomarta lanu mishum avicha." You have a great father, Rabbi Yossi. So he was afraid. Rashbam explains that there were a couple of times in Shas, Baharbi Makomus b'Shas, Mosinu Shesholach lo Rebbe Rabbi Shmuel Bar Yossi b'choyov came. That there are a number of times in Shas where it mentions that upon the sickness of Rabbi Shmuel that Rebbe was afraid that the Torah from Rav Yossi would be forgotten, so he told Rabbi Yishmol, tell us all the things that your father said. And either the Rashbam says that this occurred on a number of different occasions, and v'chein hadvarim she'eshiv lo kan, the things that he told him here now, when we find that other gemaras, lo shiv lo pamacheres, he didn't tell him another time, because shemo chaloyim harbe chol Rabbi Yishmol, that in fact he was sick a number of times, and each time Rebbe was concerned, v'chol pam b'fam, v'sholach lo Rebbe, to make sure that the Torah from Rabbi Yossi wouldn't be lost. V'meshiv lo, and each time he gave him back different things. Alternatively, inami, this was one time an event. Kulon heshivim pamachas. It was one time that Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi got sick, and Rabbi asked him, tell us over many things from Rabbi Yossi, your father, and he told it to him, at one time. However, the Shas, Sidron Mesechtos, Kolachas Lamakoma. But each individual thing that was said at that one time is placed in different parts of Shas when it deals with that subject matter. In any event, this time over here, Shalach lo Rebbe. Rebbe said to him, tell us over the two or three things that your father said. So Rebbe Shmuel answers him back and he says, Shalach lo. He says, my father, Kachal Abba, so did my great father of Yossi say the following. He said, my decision, what does the pasuk mean in Hallel? Hallel is Hashem kol goyim. All the goyim will praise the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Umos olam, my avidity are you. So why is it that Umos olam should go and praise the Kodesh Baruch Hu? So this is what it means. Haluas Hashem kol goyim. All the nations of the world will honor HaKadosh Baruch Hu, praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, agvuros in the flows, the Ovid Badayu, for all of the things that they saw that Klai Yisrael received from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kol Shekein, Anu, the Gavrol in Uchastu, and so much more so do we have to go, because we're the ones that are recipients of all this goodness. I heard a beautiful vart once from my Rebbeim. What does it mean that the Goyim have to specifically mention to HaKadosh Baruch Hu how great he is? Why don't the Jews people do it? Because we don't even realize so many of the machinations and so many of the plots that the Goyim had against us that were foiled from their start. So the Goyim know what they wanted to do to us. Therefore, Halu es Hashem kol Goyim. All the Goyim, they know what they wanted to do to us. We don't even realize some of the things they wanted to do to us that Hashem foiled. Another statement that Rabbi Shmuel said in the name of his great father, Rabbi Yossi, so the gears that we have is Amar Lo Chada, but on the side it says that the gears over here should be Shalach Lo. He told him another one, he sent him another one. In any event, whatever it was, here is the additional statement. Asida Mitzrayim Shetovi Dorin L'Mashiach. When Mashiach comes, Mitzrayim is going to want to give a present to Mashiach, and it's going to be Kisover and Makabal Mehem. Mashiach is going to want to refuse to take it. Nevertheless, the Kodesh Baruch Hu told Mashiach, "Amar the Kodesh Baruch Hu Mashiach, Kabel Mehem." No, take this present from Mitzrayim. Why? Because Achsanya also Levonai be Mitzrayim. Because we were strangers in a strange land. Gerayisi be Eretz Nachuya. So therefore, we have to have a certain Hakaras Hatov to Mitzrayim, even though they enslaved us. We have to have a certain Hakaras Hatov that we stayed in their land. So therefore, Miyad immediately Yesoyu Chashmanim meaning Mitzrayim. So Mashiach accepted the presents that Mitzrayim sent him. No, Nasa Kush Kavu Chomer Yatzma. So then the nation of Kush comes along and says, "A Kavu Chomer." Since HaKadosh Baruch Hu is allowing Mashiach to accept the presents from Mitzrayim, and the Mitzrayim subjugated the Jewish people, so Ani Kush is saying, "Shalonish Bati Behem." I didn't subjugate the Jewish people, so the Kosher came. So certainly Mashiach will accept the present from me. And in fact, that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, "Kabel Mehem." Take the present that Kush wants to give you. Miyad immediately, Kush Taritz Yodav Lelokim. Immediately, it says that Kush gave a present to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They gave a present to Mashiach. Nasa Malchus Romi. Then Rome comes along. Now Rome is also called Romi Harisha, the evil Roman Empire. That's why it's in brackets over here. The censors probably took it out, and then it was subsequently put back in. Because normally it just says Machus Rishah without saying Romi, because the censors didn't allow it. But here, the word Romi is put back in. So, also Machus Romi or Rishah, Kavachom Yatzman. They said, listen, they're not the brothers. Kush and Mitzrayim aren't as close relatives as we are. We are from Esav. Esav and Yaakov are brothers. So, they're cousins. Nevertheless, Kach HaKadosh Baruch Hu allowed Mashiach to take the presents from the Mitzrayim and the Kushim. So therefore, Anu Shanu Achaim, we come from Esav, the brother of Yaakov. So Lo Shekin, certainly Mashiach will accept our presents. Ah, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Gavriel. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Gavriel, Ga'ar Chayas Kone, go and tell this Chaya, go and tell this Edom that no, we're not accepting it. Gar Chaya Ukne Lucha Eda. Go and tell them no, absolutely not. Go and give them gar. Gar means to like show them a rebuke, show them anger that we're not accepting that present. Dover Acher, alternatively, Gar Chayas Kone Shadar Ben Akonim. Go and give Tochacha to Edom, which lives amongst the Konim. What does that mean? Dechsev Yicharsemena Chazir Miyar Viziz Sadai Yirena. So the Edom is referred to as the Chazir. The Chazir of the Yar, the boar of the forest. So you go and do all these things that you've done to Chai Yisrael. You go and feed over here on the Kanim. Amar Rabbi Chia Bar Abba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Geor B'chaya, go and give Tochacha over here to this Chaya, to Edom. Shekol Ma'aseh Nechtovim B'kumos Echad. All its actions, all its deeds are written down with one pen. The word Kanim here means with one pen. Rashbam explains, Klomar, Kulon, Pe'echod, L'Horal Yisrael. They're all like with one pen. They all the Edom, all of Esau, they go and attack Klai Yisrael without any of them doing otherwise. As that's the idea over here, that it will come with one quill, with one pen. Gemara continues darshening this pasuk adas abirim beegliyamim. This literally means go and again give tochacha to Edom because they are adas abirim. Because they have put the Adas Abirim, which is reference to Klai Yisrael, Begle Amim. They treated them like the golem, the calves of all the nations. So Ace of Edom came, and they shafted Sheshachatu Abirim, Kagolim, Shenlem, Balam. They shafted them just like they were calves without having owners. And therefore, this was a terrible thing that they've done. Misrapes, Biratse, Kesef. They opened up their hands for taking shochat, for taking bribes. Shaposhin yod makabu mamam. They stretched out their hand to take bribes. They also its own balam. And then even they got the bribes, they didn't do what they said they would do. Furthermore, pizer amim kuravos yech potsun. On the side it says the girish should be bizar amim kuravos yech potsun. In any event, it means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu spread out. He scattered all the nations of the world that have this desire for kravos. Mi goram lehem Yisrael shispazu levenu masolam. Who caused Klai Yisrael to be dispersed all over the world? Krivos shahayu chafetzim behem. The fact that we wanted to be buddy-buddy with the goyim. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm going to send you all over the world. I'm going to, because you're wanting to be with the goyim, I'll send you with the goyim. Furthermore, additional things that Rishmo Bar Yossi sent to Rebbe, V'ot Shalach Lo, Shlosh Mi'os V'shishim V'chamisha Shfakim, B'krach Godol Shiromi. This is a type of a grandiose statement over here that's teaching us an idea, not specifics. So he said that by Edom, by Romi, they have 365 marketplaces, Shvakim, V'kol Echad V'Echad, and every one of these 365 marketplaces, Hayu Bo Shlosh Mi'os V'shishim Bironos. They each had 365 towers in each of these 365 marketplaces. V'chol Bironos, U'Bironos, in every one of these towers, Hayu Bo Shlosh Mi'os V'shishim Chamisha Malos. They had 365 steps going up to them. Again, the number 365 is not a coincidence that it's the numbers of the days of the year, and this is telling us how the secular world is functioning. And on each of these 365 steps, that's going up to each of these 365 towers, it's in each of these 365 marketplaces, called Malo Malo Yobo, Kidei Lozum Kolom Kulom. There was enough food on each of these steps to support the entire world. Again, this is a huge guzma, and it's not clear exactly what the steps and the towers and the marketplace is supposed to represent, other than the secular world and Parnassa. So now we have different girsos over here. The girsa that we have is Amar Rabbi Yishmael Rabbi. On the side it says it should be Amar Rabbi Rabbi Shimon Berebi to Rabbi. That was Rabbi's son said to his father. Or of Amrilei, the girsa we have is Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi. On the side it says that Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi said to Rabbi. In any event, whoever it was that said to the other one, Hani Laman, who's this, all this food for that you're telling me you have so much food over here? So this is again the inkling to the reward that will be for the Talmidei Chachamim in the world to come. So whoever it was that asked the question said, Loch ulchavroch ulchavrusoch. It was answered that it will go to you and to all the Chaverim, all the Talmidei Chachamim. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, Sachra, which means the merchandise, the Eschana, and Esnana means the wages that a Nebuch a prostitute gets. Kodesh Lashem. They are holy for Hashem. What does that mean? It's holy to Hashem. Lo yotzev, lo yichosen. It won't be stored and it won't be gathered. Ki liyoshu l'fnei Hashem yeh v'gomer. And it will be for those that sit in front of Hashem. So what does it mean? My lo yotzer. And what does it mean? Lo yichosen. So my lo yotzer. Tony Rav Yosef, he says lo yotzer. It won't anymore be gathered. It won't be stored. Zeh beis otzer. This is a reference to otzer. It was a storehouse. Lo yichosen. What is that a reference to? Zeh beis nizer. This is a reference to a place where you hide away important, valuable things. And what does it mean? My kil yoshev lefnei Hashem. It will be reserved for those that sit in front of Hashem. So Amar Rilozer, Rilozer says, we turn to Kuf Yates Amud Aleph. Those people are referring to over here that will get all of this money, all of this food. Zamakir makom chaver b'yeshiva. He knows where everybody sits in the yeshiva. Rashbam says, Shodei Lomar. He knows how to say, Zamakum ploni, Zamakum ploni. He says, Yankel sits over here, Yisrael sits over there, Yosef sits over there. The whole of Makir makom chavero, since he obviously knows where everybody sits, Rogilhu. Leishev Tommy Trump. He must be a regular in the base medrash if he knows where everybody sits. So that's one shot that this will go to all the people that are regulars in the base medrash. Ika the Amre. Others say that Omer Rabbi Elazar said, Samakabel Pnei Chaver Rabbi Yeshiva. It's referring to somebody who says Shalom Aleichem to people in the base medrash. Again, in order to say Shalom Aleichem to somebody, you must be there early yourself. And if a person is always early in the base medrash, so that's the type of person that will get all of this reward. Gemara then says, "My lemechase atik yomin." What does it mean over here This is the end of the pasuk. Kila Yoshim lefnei Hashem yesachra lecho l'sova b'lemachase otik. Now we have the word over here in our girsa otik yomin, which is a reference to our Kodesh Baruch Hu, but in the actual pasuk it doesn't have the word yomin, so that's why it's in parentheses. So what does it mean? Ma'in lemachase otik. So it's there zamachase dvarim shekisa otik yomin. This is a reference to the Talmidei Chachamim that reveal things that the Atik Yomim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, had concealed. They delved into the Torah and they figured things out. Mind you, what exactly is this talking about? Sisrei Torah. This is talking about various hidden things in the Torah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put there, and the people that really strive and try to figure out what's going on, so they're able to figure it out. And the Rashbam says, for example, this is the Maisei Merkava, Maisei Bereishis, Perush Shoshem, all sorts of very deep, esoteric and profound thoughts, and they were able to figure this out. As Rashbam adds, he says, "Shahu mechusim mitchila." Hakadosh Baruch Hu covered them up, so to say. They were hidden at the beginning. The atik yoma gilon benosem reshus legalosa, and Hakadosh Baruch Hu allowed them through their learning of Torah to figure out these secrets and to reveal them. Shemagala osa, and those people that study and are able to reveal these secrets about such a person, Zoche Lamasha Amar Bapasik said, they get the reward that was alluded to earlier. Then the Gemara says, Vika Diamri, alternatively, Zamagala Dvarim Shekisa Atik Yomin. This is talking about things that Hakadosh Baruch Hu hid away that he allowed these Talmidei Chacham to come up with, mind you. And what is this? Talmid Torah. This is talking about, again, esoteric interpretations of the Torah. We still have a number of additional statements that Rishwal Bar Yossi told to Rebbe, but this is a good breakpoint with this we conclude today's share.